Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Lloyds Banking Group, one of the heavyweights in the UK financial sector. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into the potential of this banking giant, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Lloyds, giving you a clear picture of whether this stock fits into your wealth-building strategy. Let's dive right in with a quick overview and some fresh updates before we get into the nitty-gritty. First off, for those who might not be as familiar, Lloyds Banking Group is a major player in the UK's banking and financial services space, operating in the broader financial sector with a massive footprint in retail and commercial banking. They've got a huge customer base and are deeply embedded in the UK economy, which makes them a stock worth watching for anyone interested in stable, long-term plays with exposure to financials. Their market cap reflects their size, sitting at a significant valuation, and they've been a staple for dividend-focused investors for years. Now let's talk about what's been happening recently. Based on the latest updates, including their Q3 2024 interim management statement, Lloyds has shown some resilience despite a challenging economic backdrop. They've posted solid statutory profit figures for the quarter, though there are hints of pressure from rising costs and a tougher macro environment. Performance-wise, their stock has had mixed results over various timeframes, showing some volatility in the short term, but with longer-term trends that we'll unpack in a moment. The industry itself, within the financial sector, has seen its own ups and downs, and Lloyds is navigating that landscape with a focus on profitability and growth targets. So, with that context in mind, let's jump into the SWOT analysis and see what's driving this company and what could impact your investment decision. Strengths. All right, let's start with the good stuff. Lloyds Banking Group has a rock-solid foundation as one of the leading banks in the UK. Their sheer scale, reflected in their substantial market cap and extensive customer reach, gives them a competitive edge in the financial sector. This isn't just about size, it's about stability, which is key for long-term investors like us. Another big plus is their profitability metrics. Looking at their recent income statements, Lloyds has maintained strong revenue streams and decent net income figures, even in a tricky economic climate. Their gross profit margin and return on equity are holding up well compared to industry averages, which tells me they're managing their core operations effectively. Dividends are a sweet spot here. Their dividend yield is attractive for income-focused investors, and they've got a history of returning cash to shareholders. In their latest earnings call summary from Q3 2024, they emphasized a commitment to balancing growth with shareholder returns, which is music to my ears if you're building a passive income stream. Lastly, their operating cash flow and free cash flow numbers are solid. This isn't just about making money, it's about having the liquidity to reinvest or weather storms, and Lloyds seems to have that buffer, which is a big strength in the volatile financial sector. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. Lloyds isn't without its challenges. One glaring issue is their debt-to-equity ratio, which is on the higher side. While debt is part of the game in banking, a heavy load can weigh on flexibility, especially if interest rates keep climbing or if economic conditions worsen. This is something to keep an eye on for long-term risk. Another concern is cost pressures. As highlighted in their Q3 2024 update, rising operational costs are eating into margins. If they can't get a handle on this, it could erode profitability over time, even if revenue stays strong. For us as investors, that's a red flag for potential underperformance in the medium term. Their short-term performance metrics show some inconsistency. While I'm not going to bore you with every percentage, let's just say the past few months have been a bit of a roller coaster compared to steadier industry peers. This volatility might not scare off long-term holders, but it's worth noting if you're timing your entry. Lastly, their reliance on the UK market is a double-edged sword. While it's their stronghold, it also means they're heavily exposed to domestic economic swings. If the UK economy stumbles, Lloyds could feel the heat more than a more diversified global player. Opportunities. Let's shift gears to the upside potential. One big opportunity for Lloyds is digital transformation. The banking world is evolving fast, and while the data doesn't dive deep into their tech strategy, their focus on growth in the latest earnings call suggests they're eyeing innovation. If they can capitalize on digital banking trends, think mobile apps, AI-driven services, they could capture more market share, especially with younger customers. Another area to watch is interest rate environments. Banks often benefit from rising rates through higher net interest margins, and if the macro picture stabilizes as hinted in their Q3 statement, Lloyds could see a nice boost to their bottom line. This is more of a medium-term play, but it's worth considering for your long-term horizon. Their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to industry averages, suggesting the stock might be undervalued relative to future earnings potential. For value investors, this could be a signal to dig deeper. Maybe Lloyds is priced for a comeback if they execute on their growth plans. Finally, geographic expansion or diversification could be on the table. While they're UK-centric now, any move to bolster international presence, especially in growing markets, could be a game-changer. There's no concrete data on this yet, but it's a logical next step for a bank of their size, and I'll be watching for hints in future updates. Threats. On the flip side, there are some real risks to consider. First up, the macroeconomic environment is a beast right now. Their Q3 2024 statement explicitly mentions challenges from inflation and economic uncertainty, which could hit loan demand or increase defaults. For a bank like Lloyds, that's a direct threat to revenue and profitability. Regulatory pressures are another headache. The financial sector is always under the microscope, and any new rules or fines, especially in the UK post-Brexit landscape, could crimp their operations or slap them with unexpected costs. This isn't unique to Lloyds, but their size makes them a target. Competition is fierce. Whether it's from traditional rivals or fintech disruptors, Lloyds has to fight for every customer. If they lag on innovation or customer experience, they risk losing ground, and that's a threat to long-term growth. Lastly, their industry performance trends show the financial sector has been inconsistent over the past year. If sector-wide headwinds persist, even a strong player like Lloyds might struggle to outperform. This isn't just their problem. It's a broader risk for anyone invested in financials right now. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. Lloyds Banking Group is a mixed bag for long-term investors. On one hand, their scale, profitability, and dividend appeal make them a compelling choice for those seeking stability and income in the financial sector. On the other hand, debt levels, cost pressures, and macro risks remind us that this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it stock. You've got to stay vigilant. For me, the opportunities in digital growth and potential rate tailwinds are exciting, but they're balanced by real threats from economic uncertainty and competition. As a long-term play, I'd say Lloyds has potential if they can navigate these challenges, but it's not without risk. Keep this one on your radar, and make sure you're aligning it with your risk tolerance and portfolio goals. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, stick around for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got content in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform to keep you in the loop. Drop your thoughts on Lloyds in the comments. Do you see it as a buy for the long haul, or are you cautious? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.